It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, the one place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our region. Mark, nice to speak to you today.
Well, and good morning. What a lovely sunny day we're speaking on, although I am worried that spring is still sort of just elusively round the corner. But I'll tell you one thing, we've got a lot to talk about.
All right, well, we'll start off in New Preston, April 14th through June 23rd. Privet Lives.
Yeah, Privet Lives is a little store that is part of, but separate from the actual Privet store. And they put on special sales there and little shows and things like that. And they're putting on a special sale of Figu, I think is how you pronounce it, which is Stephanie von Watzendorf's collection of ready-to-wear clothes. And they have handbags and shoes and jewelry. And apparently it's a really sophisticated gypsy meets jet set sort of spirit to it, these clothes. And they're all sorts of unique prints. There are layered textures, embroideries. There's a lot of hand beading. Now, the reason I mention this is that Figu supports artisans around the world. So some of the sales are given back to wonderful causes all around the world, like Space for Giants, the Ethiopian Children's Fund, and also Animal Haven as well. So in a sense, worth going out, and if you're looking for some new clothes or new jewelry, and buying it from a great cause as well as being fashionable as well. So that's at Privet Lives in New Preston. It starts on April the 14th, but it runs through June the 23rd, so you've got a few weeks.
We'll move on to Great Barrington, the Berkshire Music School, on April the 18th.
Yep, they're, it's the Berkshire Music School, a wonderful organization. They've had a long-standing relationship with Midori, who I think has been a leading concert violinist for nearly going on for 30 years. Anyway, they are performing just a beautiful series of works from Mozart, Frank, Schubert, Respighi, along with her pianist, Oscar Aydin. That's at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, April the 18th. And definitely, it's a fundraiser for the Berkshire Music School, so it's a wonderful event and really definitely worth supporting as well.
Well, on the 19th, we'll head up to North Adams to Mass Mocha.
Yeah, this is quite an important piece because it's actually about America as much as anything else and about United States. So the United States apparently has about 4.4% of the world's population. It's frightening in the sense that it houses 22% of the world's prisoners. That leads to all sorts of questions, obviously. But one of them, and I think at the forefront on Thursday, April the 19th, up at Mass Mocha, is that a lot of the prisoners have been wrongly convicted. So, Mass Mocha is screening the documentary called True Conviction. And what's fascinating about this is that it's all about three men who were exonerated from their crimes, who banded together to form a detective agency specifically to work on cases of wrongfully or potentially wrongfully convicted people. So it's a really fascinating documentary. And the director, Jamie Meltzer, is actually going to be at Mass Mocha on Thursday the 19th to have a question and answer session after the film. So the film starts at 7 o'clock. Definitely worthwhile getting there in advance and hearing about these things. It is frightening and worrying, and I think this is an interesting way of looking at the whole problem and how to tackle it as well. So that's Thursday, April the 19th, up at Mass Mocha in North Adams.
And from one problem in America to another, April 20th through the 22nd, the Gun Show.
Yeah, this is PS21 in Chatham, and they are having a couple of weeks of really interesting theater and dance that, as you say, is really tackling another very relevant issue in the States at the moment. They've called this series of shows Guns in America. It's, as I say, over the weekend of the 20th and 22nd, but then also the following weekend. And we'll talk about that later at some stage, I'm sure. It's all presented by PS21, and I just wanted to remember, we did actually mention this last week. These are some of the first performances in their new Black Box Theater. So the 20th and 21st is Chris Smith, under the direction of actually Robert Jordan, and they're going to bring this gun show, they called it, to the Hudson Valley. It's been performed elsewhere, but as Chris Smith says, it's becoming more relevant, not less. And it's a sort of all sorts of show and a workshop as well. And so check out the times of the workshop, because it's really interesting. On Saturday, the workshop, Chris will be using acting techniques to get people talking about their own stories and perceptions of guns. And PS21 is really interested to invite as many people over, whether they're, despite their age, their race, their gender, their identification, all sorts of things. And they want to try and get them to be taking part in this workshop as well. So if this is a subject that interests you and worries you, it's definitely something that is something you should find out about. So you have to go to ruralintelligence.com, because we've written a whole story about it this week. And from there, you'll be able to click through to the PS21 website to get all the relevant times and details as well. So that starts on Friday the 20th and goes through actually until April the 22nd at PS21 in Chatham.
We will now move on to Copake Auction.
So on Friday the 20th and then Saturday the 21st, in Copake, the Copake Auction House is having something we talked about in previous years. It's getting bigger and bigger each year as well. It's the 27th annual antique and classic bicycle auction and swap meet. Now, the actual swap meet starts at 6 a.m. on Friday, and the auction actually starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday. But the fun thing about this is they have an annual bike ride, which is actually going to be on Friday, the 20th. And it's going to be, it's a ride. It's about 10 miles in total through Columbia County. And anyone is welcome to come and join in on their bicycles. Or what's fun is watching everyone leave as well. And the lovely thing is that a lot of people are going to be on antique or specialty bicycles of one sort or another. It's pretty simple. They're leaving from the auction parking lot at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you're very welcome to join them. You might want to go onto their website beforehand just to sign in and make sure you've done that as well. And check out their website for also all the auction times and the preview times of the auctions as well. But it's a great fun event. It gets you out in the fresh air. Hopefully the air will be fresh next Friday, the 20th. So have a great fun at Copake Auction in Copake.
On April 21st, the Dalton Berkshire Earth Expo and Environmental Action Fair.
Yeah, a couple of things are being done in our area for Earth Day, which I think is coming, or Earth Day weekend, I guess it's now called. Anyway, in Dalton at the stationery factory, they are having a massive, by the looks of things, Berkshire Earth Expo and Environmental Action Fair. It's, by the way, it's part of a series of month-long sets of events, so this is just one of them. But they are going to have demonstrations, and they're going to be presentations and workshops all about energy and climate solutions. There's going to be a big marketplace for green and sustainable goods and services. There'll be lots of food available, so don't hesitate to go for that as well. And they're going to be performances of one sort or another. It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday, April the 21st, and runs through 5 o'clock in the evening. So if you're wanting to support the Earth Day, this is a good way of doing it in Dalton.
Also on Earth Day the 21st, let's go to Kinderhook, building a food smart community.
Yep, and if you want to support Earth Day in Kinderhook, they have in Van Buren Hall this building a smart food smart community event. And again, this it's really all part of a whole series of events for a whole month or so. Anyway, this one's just going to be very family friendly. There's going to be lots of food. There's going to be talk about how to become environmentally sustainable. There's going to be speakers, there's going to be panels, there's going to be info tents, there's going to be cooking demonstrations, question and answer sessions, lots more. The keynote speaker is interesting. It's Mark Lowry, who is with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, so real expert in the whole thing. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it runs over lunchtime till about 2:30 in the afternoon. So if you're in the Kinderhook area and want to support this Earth Day weekend, this is definitely something you can join in on as well. So that's Saturday, April the 21st in the Van Buren Hall in Kinderhook.
Continuing on the 21st, let's head to Germantown, the Claremont State Historic Site.
Yep, as we all know, I love Claremont Historic Site, and there is an event, and then this combines with an event, which actually I always try and get in as well. I love, as we know, sheep and goats, and I keep a few goats myself. And on Saturday the 21st, it's the Chancellor's Sheep and Wool Showcase, which includes all sorts of shearing demonstrations, spinning demonstrations, weaving demos, an exhibit of all sorts of different sheep breeds and other things like that. So other wool-bearing animals, they're saying. So they'll be interesting to see what else they've got. There are going to be wool artisans there. There's going to be shops, music. There's going to be a series of 18th century reenactors. And there will be all sorts of crafts for kids as well. So take the kids. They get to see real farm animals as well, which is great fun. So that day, it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, runs till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's all at Claremont State Historic Site on Saturday, April the 21st.
On the 21st, we'll go from Germantown to Rhinebeck to Wilderstein, their daffodil tea.
Yeah, we've talked about this in previous years, and I must say I thought, oh, well, we probably ought to mention this, but let's keep our fingers crossed that the snows will have cleared this year and the day is a bit warmer, because it's time for their annual daffodil tea. And this is it's a lovely event because it's a chance to celebrate spring, and this year it's a bit of a long overdue spring. And you get an afternoon of lovely tea and an assortment of sort of homemade foods and whatever. But what's included in this and what's lovely is that it's the beginning of spring. And so it's a tour of their mansion. It's an opportunity to wander around the estate whilst the landscape is really coming into bloom. So it's beautiful. It starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday, April the 21st, as you say, Wilderstein in Rhinebeck.
We will head off to Ghent on the 21st, the Barn at Liberty Farms.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't resist this as well. So the Barn at Liberty Farms is holding its second annual beer tasting. And this is quite important because it helps the High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center to raise funds. So if you enjoy a beer and you want to help this wonderful organization, High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding, this is definitely an event for you. You can go. There's a sort of big selection of local brews from lots of local breweries. Of course, I don't think they suggest going riding on horses after you've had too many beers. But anyway, have fun. It starts at 6 o'clock. Runs through 8, and it's it's a great way of raising money for this wonderful organization.
All right, let's go to Valencia on April 21st, the Harvest Spirits Farm Distillery.
Yeah, well, you know, Robin Hood Radio, Marshall, is an equal opportunity sort of organization. And so if we mention beer, I think we've got to mention distilled products as well. Valencia has got this Harvest Spirits Farm, and it's a distillery. So they are having an old-fashioned cocktail party on that Saturday, April the 21st, at 6 o'clock in the evening. And what they do is they're really giving people an opportunity to explore the old-fashioned cocktail and learn how to craft these sort of classic cocktails in all sorts of different ways. Lots of weighs more than you would have thought possible. Anyway, they're going to be serving some food as well. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and I think it's definitely, if you're a spirits fan, this is something that you would enjoy as well. So that's in Valencia, April the 21st, 6 p.m. in the evening.
And we can all sing happy birthday to Shakespeare, April 21st in Lenox, as they're going to have the birthday celebration at where?
At the Tina Packer Playhouse, yes. Shakespeare and Company.
That's
yeah,
it.
No. It's, I don't think we were actually at some of the original birthday parties for Shakespeare, but sometimes I feel I'm old enough to be. But anyway, yeah, it's wonderful. They keep going with all sorts of celebrations of the Bard. And in fact, this one's an interesting thing because it's a performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is just a lovely, you know, particularly an introductory, wonderful play. So you can take the kids as well. And it's by the Northeast Regional Tour of Shakespeare. So it's not actually by the Shakespeare and Co. Company itself. But anyway, it's all followed by a reception with the artists, and obviously they're going to be having some birthday cake as well. It's a bit early for Midsummer, as it were, for a Midsummer's Night's Dream, but this really is a play that's worthwhile going to if you have a chance to see it. It starts at 7 o'clock in Lenox at the Tina Packer Playhouse in Shakespeare and Company.
All right, on the 21st, let's head over to Poughkeepsie at the Bardavon.
Yes, this looks really interesting. The local actress, Mary Stuart Masterson, is really busy at the moment. She's really been involved in events this weekend. But next weekend, on Saturday, April the 21st, she's going to be at Bardavon in Poughkeepsie with the Hudson Valley Philharmonic. And they're presenting Hope in Times of War, which is quite relevant at the moment. And Mary Stuart Masterson is going to be narrating an elegy for Anne Frank. But in the meantime, also the Hudson Valley Philharmonic concertmaster, Carol Cowan, is going to be also leading the orchestra as it performs all sorts of music from things like Schindler's List. There's going to be works from Wagner and Sibelius as well. So that's at 8 p.m. On Saturday the 21st in Bardavon.
We will move on to the Chatham area. April 22nd, the Chatham Brunch for Habitat is going on.
Yeah, a lot of good events this weekend, raising money for, as we go into the summer, I think, for good causes. And this brunch on Sunday, April the 22nd, is at the Society of New Concord Meeting House in Chatham, and it's all to support the Columbia County Habitat for Humanity branch, as you say. What makes this one particularly interesting and unusual is that Christopher Rothko, who's the son of the artist Mark Rothko, is going to be there, and he's going to be talking about his father's artwork and what's going on there. So that's interesting. It starts at 11:30 a.m. in the morning on Sunday the 22nd. So if you want more information and how to take part in this, do go to ruralintelligence.com or you know, you can click through to their website from the details on our page as well. So that's Sunday, April the 22nd.
And after our exclusive round trip here in the Tri-State region, we wind up as a finale in Pittsfield, the Colonial Theater.
Well, not just in Pittsfield, but in Argentina. I thought you were going to say we're in Argentina as well, because actually there's a really interesting dance company from Argentina going to end up in Pittsfield in the Colonial Theater, as you say. Shay Malambo are going to be in town, and they are known for their unbelievable footwork. They're sort of they do rhythmic stomping as well. They've got all sorts of drumming going on their bombos. They're singing. They also whirl around these bolerides, or I think those are those lassos with the stones on the end. It sounds a bit dangerous on a small stage, but anyway, no, apparently it's just tremendous fun. They are a company of about 14 gauchos or South American cowboys. It's directed by a French choreographer, and he's a former ballet dancer, Gilles Guinas. And they're all going to be there on Sunday, April the 22nd, at the Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I can tell you one thing, that you won't be getting a sleep after lunch on Sunday if you go to this event. It is guaranteed to get you up and stamping your feet and having a great afternoon. So that's Sunday, April the 22nd, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And that'll wrap up this week's Rural Intelligence Report. You can find everything you heard here, plus tons more at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you very much. Look forward to it, Marshall.